Hallelujah. We lift you up, Lord. We lift you up, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost here tonight. Blessed be his name. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I love that the things that we talk about, they're God's promises. Not His hopes, not His wishes, but His promises. And when God promises something, He means it. Hallelujah. Christian friends, if you're still living for this world, you are of all men most miserable. But if you can just say, Lord, raise me up to heavenly places in Christ Jesus, just let me have a taste of what it'll be when we cross over. Lord, I'll be satisfied. Says the woman next to Jesus' table, just give me a crumb, Lord. That's all I need. But let me know it's the real word. So I can really digest it, Lord. Praise the Lord tonight. It's good to be in His house. Good to have each one that could come. If you've got your Bibles, let's turn right into the Word. Just got through reading Awakening Jesus, and I'll tell you, you have a revival sometimes just reading. So, Lord, that's right. You know, He's not dead, brother, sister. He's alive. He's alive forevermore. And if you're trying to, how do I want to say it? If you're just serving God or thinking you're serving God or going through some religious motion, and you haven't met Him, you're missing it. You're missing the point of the whole thing. God made us to fellowship with Him. Amen. He didn't die because He had to. He died because He cared for you. Yes. He didn't want to stay dead. He wanted to raise again. Amen. He didn't want you to die, Brother Dan. He wanted you to come with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And we got a promise. He's still the same today. He's still alive. As the prophet said, He's just waiting for somebody to wake Him up. Amen. Where? In you. That's right. That's what He said. He said, you know, the waves were crashing and everything. They said, Master, we perish. We perish. You know, they just had to go find Him in the boat. But Brother Branham said, He's closer than that now. Amen. You don't got to wake Him up in a boat. You got to wake Him up in here. Amen. How? By faith. I believe the Word with all my heart. I sure do. And that's all it takes. Amen. Everything that's been done so far is leading to the Word today. I'll say that. Praise the Lord. I know the Holy Spirit's here. So that's really all that matters, brother, sister. I'll be honest with you. I love you to death. But as long as He's here, I don't mind that all you're gone. Because I got to be where He is. Amen. If every minister decides to leave the message, if everything on TV or internet or whatever you want to say, I'm still here. I'm staying on the Word. Because I didn't serve God to be seen. I serve God to be with Him. Because I love Him with all my heart. Trust you do too. If you've got your Bibles tonight, let's turn to Acts 20. Man, we had a great time this Sunday, Brother Alexander. What a powerful message from the Lord. And I thank Him for what He's done. I don't know if y'all caught it. We started last Wednesday on the War of Two Seeds. And Brother Alex went to the parable of the two seeds. So I was like, well, praise the Lord. We'll just let Him take care of that. And thank the Lord. I'll just go to another thought I was having along the same line. But that saved me a little bit of time, so I thank the Lord for that. All things are working according to God. Right. See, this isn't haphazard, brother, sister. It's the Holy Spirit trying to tell us over and over and over again, this is right. This is time. This is seed time. This is harvest time. This is time for the Christian to show that you as an individual, can prove Jesus Christ is alive.
Sure.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 20, in verse 22. And just to backdrop this is Paul when he came to the Ephesians. And Paul has this to say, and I love this. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. Wow. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. Amen. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And I honestly, I'm just going to stop there. I'd like to preach again as we did last Wednesday. I'd like to continue on the war of the two seeds. The war of the two seeds. Let's bow our heads before the Lord Jesus. With every head bowed, every eye closed, with your heart open to Him. Is there a request? You say, Lord, I lift my hand. I've tried man, I've tried churches, but Lord, I come to you tonight and pray you hear my prayer. God bless you. There's hands all over. Now invite him. You pray your own way. Let's have church tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for gathering us together. Lord, that we can look beyond the moon, the stars, the Milky White Way. And we've got a representative there on the throne of grace that shed his blood for us, Lord. That we don't have to live in condemnation anymore. We don't have to live bound in sickness and shame. But you destroyed all the powers of the devil, Lord. And for you to come in this day and to send us a word to open up our eyes and show us that the atonement did what it said it did in the scriptures. We're so grateful for that tonight. I pray that every doubt, every fear, everything of the devil would be destroyed by your word, Lord. That all of the confusion would drop, all of the little funny feelings would go away, and we'd run straight to Calvary as hard as we can, right to the throne of grace with great boldness in our hearts that, Lord, you called us, that, Lord, you saved us, that, Lord, you're the one that redeemed us and you're the one that loved us. We come to that promise tonight, Lord. We come because you told us to. We come with a heart full of faith. Lord, we pray you forgive us of all of our iniquities. Forgive us of our sins tonight. Wash us clean, Lord, and let our prayers not hit the ceiling, but may they go to the throne of God and may you hear tonight. Speak to your people, Lord. Deliver every captive, we pray. And take the preeminence in this service. Speak through my lips, but hear through every heart tonight. We solemnly ask it now in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The war of the two seeds. And to just backdrop a little bit from last week, we know that all the way back, and we combed it through Genesis to all the way to Revelations. Isn't that right? And I pray that helped you out there to show you that these things that we say, that we believe, it wasn't a Kentuckian down in the hills somewhere that just got a back road revelation and just kind of went with it. No, this isn't another Joseph Smith. This isn't another Buddha that they went off and got enlightened and then just came and showed us. No, this was God coming on the scene. Amen. And he didn't just do it in some private corner, brother, sister. He put his face on the sky. He made it 30 miles across. He put it so high that the scientists could know there's no cloud can exist that high. And when God showcased it, brother, sister, Christianity is the only thing that's got any publicity to it at all in the religious world. That's right. You go look, how did Buddha get his revelation? He's out in a cave somewhere by himself. How did Joseph Smith start a Mormon church? He got off and he found the gold plates that nobody knows where they are now. And we could go on and on and on and on, but this wasn't the same. Not only was the revelation given there on Mount Sunset, brother, sister, but there was witness time after time on the time, some with video cameras, some with audio, witnesses after witnesses that God is alive and he came in this day in a prophet to show us his word to prepare us for the end time. And what was he starting? As the prophet said, every messenger in every age started a spiritual war. And now we've been able, what's hindered the church for ages and ages all throughout? Why couldn't they get the victory? It's because they could never properly identify the devil. Ooh, you say, is that true, Brother Andrew? Yes, it is. Because God allowed a season. He allowed that seed to die back there in that Ephesus age. That's right. He let the church begin to be deceived by the Roman Catholic Church. Don't get bored on me now because we're going somewhere tonight. He allowed the devil to bring those things in. Look, it was pretty white, but if you go right forward, it was all white. That's right, that's right. There was an Alpha Bride right before that. Praise the Lord. How many enjoy? This is really nice. My wife made this. That's right. She was going to make Statue of Pertman, and Dad put that up. So I said, well, make the church ages, and I talked her into it. So praise the Lord. Amen. But that was another thing. We think, oh, my, look, just a nice little picture. You know, the Holy Spirit came and wrote it in a flame of fire behind the service after Brother Branham. Look, we're not just presuming. We're not just venturing without authority. We're not just guessing. We're not just probing, hoping. So they did that throughout all those ages. But in the end time, it will be a day that's not day or night. But in the evening time, there shall be light. And the light has come. And what has it done? Light does two things. It shows you the true and exposes the false. Glory to God. It revealed. It's not that it created. All it did was reveal what was there all the time. And in all the church ages before, they thought, oh my, what a mighty man of God. You know, St. Augustine. If you go read a lot of the histories, they think he was a mighty man. He was a mighty man of God. He was charitable. He brought these things. He was an elegant speaker and all this. But when you begin to read the history by the prophet, he's the one that spearheaded the greatest persecution on the church that ever started. But why? Because they couldn't identify the Antichrist was sitting right in their church. Come on now. They couldn't identify that he wasn't out there in the clouds somewhere or hiding in the bushes or the Roman government. No, he had done snooking right behind the pulpit. Right through the pews. It didn't matter where the devil got in. And what happened? Paul said, I knew it's going to happen. You can't die. You can't go away from the word. I don't care what. I don't care how much you fast and pray in this day. America's doomed. The world's doomed. There will be no revival in denominational churches. You can mark my word. That's thus saith the Lord, brother, sister. And there won't be any revival amongst denominated people. I don't care if they're in the message. That's right. The revival's over for the world. It's now down to individuals that will take this word. That's right. And will apply it to themselves. And no matter who says it, who doesn't, they'll discern those two spirits in the church. They'll be able to feel what is the devil and what's God. And they will resist the devil. And they will accept the word and God will prove he's still alive.
Amen.
We're in a warfare, brother, sister. If you came to join a picnic, you're in the wrong religion.
Amen.
That's right. Even in Christendom anymore, you can't even claim any Christianity, much less what we believe. That's right. You might be able to sneak in if you're Catholic or something, but you start showing any kind of... Look, you can't even preach on men that want to be girls. Come on. Oh, it's a poor man can't go in a women's restroom. Isn't that just terrible? Who cares?
I agree.
At the end of the day, we got people dying. We got cancer needs cured. Come on. We got wars need ended. We got a lot bigger problems than who's going to the bathroom where. Just shows you the world's lost its mind, brother, sister. Don't you go probing in there and trying to make sense of it either. It's lost its mind. I don't care who you vote for. It's nonsense either way you go. It's too weak. Look, we got all complained about Bill Clinton, so we went and got a Republican, didn't we? Then we started whining all about him, so we went and got Obama. And now we're going to try something else. Just going to roll the dice. Go ahead, Trump, whatever. Who cares? Because it doesn't matter. Both wings are evil. The devil's been behind it the whole time. And the prophet told us, don't even worry about that. That's right. Don't worry about the Iron Curtain. Don't worry about the bamboo curtain. Don't worry about China, Russia, which is everything they're telling you to be worried about.
Yeah.
Be worried about the thing nobody talks about. That poor nice Pope. Oh, he's just a great guy. Man, he's nice. I'll tell you what. And this Pope more than ever. My goodness, you could be what, it don't matter. As long as you think Catholic Church is all right, you're going to be all right. You're going to heaven. And it's a lie of the devil right from the pits of hell. And it started all the way back with just a little. Well, I mean, do we really have to do it in Jesus' name? Why can't we just say Father, Son, Holy Ghost? That's where it started. And this war has just gathered troops and gathered reinforcements all the way to this day. Where now it looks like, As we know, the Spirit said when it came to that last age, man, this is a good, I'm having a good time. I love the Lord, man. This is feeling good. I don't know. The Holy Spirit's here, brother, sister. I'll tell you that. And when the Holy Spirit showed that last age, what did it show? All black. Why? Because when the bride was taken out, it kept rolling right on and everyone was deceived. That's right. The whole world whose names were not written on the Lamb's Book of Life. But brother, sister, I pray you ain't living in doom. I pray you ain't living in gloom because I've had a voice come and show me my name is on the Lamb's Book of Life and I cannot be deceived. Let them all turn on it. I don't care. Let them come up with every evidence why it's wrong. You can't deceive me because what I've got lives. What I got breathes. What I got took my wretched soul and it gave me liberty. And I'm not going back to that cage. You can. I'm not going back. You can go back to watching TV. I'm not. You can go back to playing games and smoking and drinking and all that stuff in the world. I'm staying here. And you can go where? Well, we're at church again. I hope we don't take too long, Brother Ken. I got to wake up tomorrow. And I wonder, hey, he ain't looking at me. No, I got someone inside that just takes me somewhere else. It takes me to heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It takes me to where I know, though the war's going on, the battle's been won.
Amen.
Though they're fighting and raging devils coming every side, I don't care anymore. I got the master of the wind in me. And you can't do nothing, devil. That's right. You say, oh, I can't say peace be still, but he already did.
Amen.
Told you I was feeling good. I don't know. Why don't you go ahead and keep pulling? That'll feel real good. Amen. That's right. Don't get all quiet on me. Come on. Let's praise the Lord tonight. That's what we got to drive out of the church, that you think the church is a preacher. The church is everyone. That's right. And look, we came to a service. We didn't come to a spectator or to a movie. We came to a service. What is a service? Where you sacrifice, where you give, where you're given to the worship of God, just the same as any minister is. That's right. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, that was good. Now, brother, sister, if you're not living in that promise, you're defeated. I don't care how well you prayed. I don't care how, if you don't believe what I just said, you're done for. Devil will wipe you from pillar to post. Man, he just push you any old way. But if something on the inside, oh my, it believes that. That though I'm here in Laodicea, I'm nothing to do with this. That's right. If you, oh, glory to God. Let me see if I can find that real quick. If you look at the other ages, except for the first and last, if I remember right, it says of the church, and the first one says that unto the angel of the church of Ephesus. But then you go down all the rest, it says in Samaria. It says in Pergamos. It says in Thyatira, all the way until you get to Laodicea. Then it says of Laodicea again. Why? Because at first and last, they might have been living there, but they weren't of that. They were of something above that. They got trapped in between, but then the Lord came and sent a prophet here, and he sent one here, and he got them into the original word. That's right. And the devil's terrified of people that's going to say, that word's me. That word's for me. It's what I am. And devil, you can't keep me sick tonight. You can't keep me depressed. You can't keep my hands down. I'm going to praise the Lord. Because I've got something worth praising Him for. Paul here was in the war between these two seeds, brother, sister. He saw what was going to happen. The Holy Spirit told him everywhere he went, get ready, boy. It's going to be bad. And of course, all of them, you know, young religious folks or those who got real emotional said, Paul, Holy Spirit's telling you. He's warning you, don't go there. But that seasoned prophet knew, nope, I'm supposed to go there. I'm not willing to just go get beat, brother. Thank you for the prophecy from the Lord. But I'm willing to give my life for the Lord, for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as the prophet demonstrated, and I believe it's right there in the Scriptures, because when God was calling Paul to go to Rome, the first thing he brought up was, I was there, Lord, when they stoned Stephen. I had something to do in that. I was the reason he's dead. And the Lord just ignored it and said, get to Rome. Because Paul in the back of his mind remembered that he caused the first Christian martyr to be killed. And he wanted to give his life as well. What a glorious thing to think about it, brother, sister, when you think of when the roll is caught up yonder. What's it going to be when, you know, Paul was standing there and there's Stephen out there. They'd run across the door. They both saved. Just to watch Stephen run right up to Paul. Just hug him. That's agape love, brother, sister. That goes beyond feelings. That goes beyond little emotions and little ooh squirmages. I don't know. No, I'm going to heaven. Where I don't have to do any of that. I'm going to see somebody, you know what? You're my brother. You're my sister. There ain't no funny feelings. There ain't no thinking about it. Ain't no reasonings. We're done with that. It's a land full of faith. Well, I ain't afraid of a thing. Come here and give me a hug. Amen. Come on, brother. You can't, if you ain't got something in you that does that now, brother, sister, it's a trip to Calvary you need tonight. Amen. Don't go studying a bunch of doctrine. Get on your knees and find the Lord once again. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul came into this war between him and those that were persecuting him. Him and those that he knew would kill him. And he didn't even bother with it, brother, sister. Just think about it. We go and we whine and we complain. We talk about how bad we got it. Here's a man knows, by the Spirit, I'm going to die. And they're going to do all kinds of things. Ain't nobody hardly going to believe me anyways. But the Spirit's telling me to go. So I'm going. And you know what he said? None of these things move me. I can't wait for the Christian church to finally get up and say, nothing in this world moves me. If the Lord didn't say it, I ain't doing it. That's right. Well, brother, I mean, we got to have enough money. Serve the Lord first. Yeah. I don't know if that went over just too well. Don't you serve money. That's the one warning Jesus gave us. He said, you can't serve God and mammon. And brother, sister, don't do it in any regard. Just let it go. Don't ever put your heart in it, because all the devil will do is tease you on. And then before you know it, you're just like the prodigal son. You're out there in a pig slop somewhere and just remembering the good old days, slopping on some corn going, what am I doing? We need to have a come to ourselves party, brother, sister, and say, what am I doing here? What am I doing in this muck of sin? Brother, sister, if that's where you find yourself, you just got the thought, oh, I'm just serpent seed, I'm just worthless, I just ain't no good, I just wasted my time, I don't even know. Remember, wait a minute, whose child am I?
Amen.
Wait a minute, I don't even care, but you know, you need to have the same attitude. He didn't go saying, hey, Papa, I'm back, I done spoiled everything. That's a lot of people's confessions these days. Aren't you happy I'm just here? No, get saved, brother. That's right. Give your heart to Him. Because it doesn't matter how many times you come to an altar. If you never put your heart on it, you'll walk away just like Cain.
Amen.
You'll walk away just as burdened and just as cold and just as formal as you ever were.
Sure.
And you know what you'll end up doing? Hating the real believer. The one that's on his knees praying for you. Whoo, this is mighty fine, mighty good. And it ain't nowhere in that note. I'll tell you that. Look, this is where I want to start, which is what we kind of went on yesterday, on the battle between you as a believer and the unbeliever out there. The two seeds growing together. Look, you're not God's seed and serpent seed. Let me make sure you understand it. You're one or the other. And those two seeds are going to fight. And those two seeds are people. They're souls that, look, and Jesus, as Brother Alex brought out went the Sunday morning, if you didn't hear it, go hear it again. But he said this, and I love it because he tells a parable of seeds getting sown. And then he tells a parable about enemy seeing stones. That was the type. And then when he interprets the type, Jesus himself, he says, the good seeds are the children of God. The bad ones are the children of the devil. That's not like a shadow or a type. That's the interpretation. And these people that have a problem with serpent seed, I don't know what your Bible you're reading. There's people that were born the children of the devil. That's what Jude said. He said, brute beasts fitted for destruction. That's what he told to Pharaoh. He said, Pharaoh, the only reason you're still here is because I wanted to show my power. Uh-huh. Well, love and mighty God? No, you forgot the last part there. God does whatever he wants. You don't like it? I'm sorry. Too bad. There ain't no court of appeal to go to. But I thank God for revelation, knowing that God truly is a merciful God. He truly is a loving God. You will force God to bring judgment on you. He gives mercy over and over and over again, trying to get you to not have to come to judgment.
Amen.
Don't turn him down. I didn't say me. I didn't say this Bible. You have to. Don't turn him down. The Word made flesh today. Hallelujah. Don't harden your heart as a day of provocation, but open it up wide to him. And brother, sister, even if you are a Christian filled with the Holy Ghost, you start getting cold on God, there goes your victory.
Amen.
Right in the tubes. Don't never get cold on God. Don't wait on somebody else to get warm.
Amen.
You get on fire. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Can you be like Paul and stand there and say, yep, my world's falling apart. Yep, this happened. I'm about to die. Who knows? Maybe I'll be like Job and lose my kids and everything else. But blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That shows whether you believe or not.
Right.
And we're coming to that day right now. It might, and that's the thing. Right now, why is it even harder? It's because it's not natural. It's supernatural. It's supernatural defeat. It's spiritual wickedness in high places. So you don't recognize it, but you're dead while you live. And that's why the devil keeps people bound. That's right. Before, you know, like we were talking about fighting on the outside. I'm just going to paraphrase some of this. But when Paul talks about it, he says he's really, because they're starting to doubt him in Corinthians and things like that and Galatians and everything. And he says, look, you're forcing me to the issue, but I'm here to tell you something. I've been in stripes more than you guys. I've suffered on shipwreck. I've had perils in the sea. I've had perils coming, robbers. I've had every bad thing. If you're going to make me glory, I'll do it. But I'm going to tell you the things that are my infirmities, the war that I see on the outside, I'll glory in that. But none of that moves me.
Amen.
You're sitting here trying to brag about it, and I'm telling you, ain't none of that even pushed me one way or the other. How many Christians got that testimony in this day? Lose my job? I don't know. Lord must have had a purpose for it. And if you'll take that attitude, you'll be a lot better off, brother, sister.
Amen.
That's right. There's no advantage to unbelief. There's no advantage to saying God messed up this time. No. If anything, you messed up. I messed up. And we didn't just mess it up. When you get your hands on it, you done wrecked it to pieces. He says, if I got a glory in anything, who's weak that I'm not weak, Paul said. What did he do? He exalted that battle. It didn't bother him at all when he talked about those things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When he warred on the outside to him coming in, it didn't bother him a bit. The apostles had the same thing happen to them. Remember right at the beginning, Gamaliel had to stand up for him. Remember that? And he got towards the end and he said, look, if this be God, don't be fighting against it. He said, but if it's not, it'll come to nothing anyways. And they took him and, you know, they went and they told him, don't preach him this, and they beat him and everything else. And they went away and just, look at all this hardship. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says they went away rejoicing. They went away glorifying God. Why? Because they knew who they were standing for.
Amen.
And they said, praise the Lord, we suffered persecution for Jesus. Isn't that glorious? And you know what, Christian? That does feel good. If you get in the spirit and you get persecution, and you know it's not because you're dumb, or you made a mistake, or you had this fault or failure, but it was really the Lord testifying through you, you feel good about it. That's stuff we brag about in the Lord now, not in your flesh, you get me now. But they went away rejoicing. And that's perfectly the scriptures. Jesus said, blessed are you when men shall speak evil of you and persecute you for righteousness' sake. Because they did the same to the other other true prophets.
Right.
He said, be exceedingly glad and rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. It's just an evidence that you're not of that seed, you're of a different one, and you've got promises waiting on you.
Yes,
hallelujah. We need to have a dedication, a satisfaction in Christ.
Yep.
Are you hearing me? We need to dedicate ourselves back. That we're satisfied in Christ. That as long as we're in Christ, we're satisfied. If you lose a house, I'm satisfied. If I lost my job, I'm satisfied. If my car don't work, I'm satisfied. As long as I'm in Christ, I'm satisfied. If I'm sick till I feel like I'm going to die, I'm satisfied. Come on now. If I'm tempted on every side, I'm satisfied. If everyone's got everything bad to say about me, I'm satisfied. Ooh, glory. And this is where church gets quiet. This is where things get hard. This is where you find out if I really believe this or not.
Uh-huh.
Because at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, you got to be able to take this word and say it's all right. Every bit from Genesis to Revelation, it's all true. If me quoting a scripture offends you, you're wrong.
Uh-huh. Right. Amen.
I've met those. Oh my! How about this? Ooh, this is going to get real hard, real deep, real fast. If I say a quote, and all of a sudden your doctrine gets all shaky. What message you believe in anyways?
Right.
Look, brother, sister, there's plenty of scriptures that sound like a trinity. And there is a trinity of God. It's not what they say. But make sure you clear. We ain't oneness, brother, sister. If you want to go in oneness church, you're in the wrong place. That's right. I believe that the voice that spoke from heaven was the voice of God. And I believe His Son was on earth at that time. But there weren't two different personalities there. It was the same person all the time. But God manifests Himself in different ways. Amen. There's scriptures that sound like a trinity. I got it. Don't sidestep them. Don't act like they don't exist. No, say, Lord, make sure my doctrine fits this Bible. Because if it don't, I'm wrong. That's right. You'll run into, I've studied through it enough at this point where I'm kind of done with it. But you run just as many speed bumps going down Trinitarian Road as you do going down oneness. You might not believe that, but it's true. Now, the one thing the oneness have that Trinitarians don't is they got the name of Jesus. And they can get power by yielding to that name. Now, we understand by the message they're not actually part of the name. They're just saying it, and God will honor that faith. But, brother, sister, we're beyond that. The seals have been opened. It's shown you that's not just a name you're spouting off. That's who you are.
That's right.
That's my name. That's what I am. So when I say it in Jesus' name, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, it is God saying it again in this day. Glory to God. It's time for people to raise up and quit doubting all the time.
Come on, amen.
Quit fretting about it. Quit second guessing the anointing of God. If God inspires you, speak that word.
Amen.
Don't you back down. Tell that body, I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
Tell my Satan, I ain't serpent. Satan, shut up. And we'll sit there and coddle. Well, I did make that mistake yesterday. Oh, I guess, I don't know. Was I supposed to give that guy a dollar, and is that why I'm sick? What are you going to do about it now? Some people act like God's a big bully and just trying to trip you up. No, He's trying to save you in every corner He can.
Amen.
Amen. If there's something you need to make right, brother, sister, I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't guesswork if you're a Christian. The Holy Spirit leads you right down to it. Now, don't resist it. Say, amen, Lord, and go do it. That's right. Bible says, now let me read. Let me just read these to you. Stay with me now. James 1:1 says, James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. See right there. Right there. You know, you can go and say, oh man, we can't quote that one, Brother Dan. Somebody might think we're Trinitarian. You got quiet. But God and the Lord Jesus Christ, we know the same thing. That's right. He's talking about what you, amen, you understand, I hope. He said, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. No, I don't want to count it joy. This is hard. That's what your flesh is going to say. And then that preacher, he's just bullying me. He's just picking on me. He don't understand. Well, then I guess God don't. I guess these apostles didn't have any clue when they watched their fellow apostles get drug in the streets till they died. They didn't know what it meant to count all joy and diverse temptations. But you don't understand how hard it was. I mean, I had to miss one meal for the Lord. Oh. God help us. That's right, sis. God help us. Look, we are so blessed. Oh my. We are so blessed, brother, sister. You wake up in a nice home. Some people live under trees. That's right. Some people don't even live. They just survive. We don't have to starve. We have to make ourselves fast. Some churches, that's all they get to do. Why are we fasting and praying today, Pastor? Because there ain't no food. Praise the Lord. Let's fast and pray. And you know what? That's probably why God hears their prayers more. Why, though? It's not because it causes you to be what the Bible made us to be. Totally dependent on God. We really shouldn't move without feeling the comfort of the Spirit with us. Amen. And somebody that don't have the Holy Ghost don't have a clue what you're talking about. They say you can't go to the grocery store and pick out what you want to eat. You got to ask the Lord, you know, what's thus saying to the Lord? Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pebbles? See, that's silly because they don't get what you're saying. They're using a carnal mind. Spiritual mind says, I don't need to spend that much money today. I really don't need all this junk. I could give an offering if I didn't.
Oh my. Amen. Oh my.
Whew. All right, trustees, we're buying a new pulpit. And I want it this tall and this wide. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Now, why count it joy? Listen. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now think, isn't that the way we want to live? Everybody's looking. What are they looking for? To be satisfied. To be content. And what's he saying? Look, you have to go through temptations because it'll work your patience. And then when the trial comes again, when you allowed it and you've overcome, you begin to learn patience. You begin to know that the end of the Lord is good. That this isn't here to destroy me. This is here to help me. And it gets patience. And what begins to happen is you let patience have a perfect work. You become perfect and whole. Wanting nothing. You know them Christians that you're jealous of? I'm just going to say it. The ones that just always got a smile. The ones that always up and at it. You didn't tell me they ain't going through temptations? No, they're just taking this scripture and saying, that's for me.
Amen.
Yeah, I went through die. Come on. And sometimes people think preachers live that way. We just live in the clouds. Just floating on, you know, the cloud number 9 or whatever that song is. Never mind, forget that. That's one of them contemporary things. But floating up there, they don't have no clue what the people's going through. No, that's a priesthood. That's a Catholic preacher. He lives up here in a monk or a monastery somewhere. He don't have a clue what you're going through. Brother, sister, I've been there. All right? I'm out there in the world every day just like you are. You know what we found out in the scriptures? Jesus put us there.
Amen.
That's right. He said, I send you out there.
That's right.
He didn't say you just happened to be there. I sent you there. That's right. And they're going to come and they're going to try to tear you to pieces. But look, I'm the shepherd. I'll be with you. And look, if the sheep can really believe that the shepherd's right there, let wolves be all over. What does that matter? But see, you have to learn that though he's leading me, and it looks like we're going right to that herd of wolves over there, I know he's with me. So what am I afraid of? Praise the Lord. Let's go. You know why? Because the blessing's over there. I'm going that way. Sure, it was hard getting there, but it was mighty good when we got there and got to eat that good fruit of the land. Or we could stay here and die because we ate this all already. Too many shepherds been leading people to barren lands.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We know that all things, Romans 8:28, work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Turn with me now. 1 Timothy 6:3. First Timothy 6 and verse 3. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. Now hold on to that word godliness now. He is proud, knowing nothing, but dotting about questions and strifes of words. Oh my, I could preach all night on. Well, the baptism of the Holy Ghost here means something different than it did here, and this means born again, and this is the adoption, and then we fight words. That's the seventh seal, that's the seventh revelation, that's the theophany. And what do we got? A strife of words. Because at the end of the day, like I heard a minister say it this song, you can believe it this way, brother, I can say it this way. At the end of the day, what are we telling people to do? I say the same thing tonight. What are we telling people to do? Why are we here tonight? I hope you came because I want to be in the Spirit. I want to be where God told me to be. I want to do what God commanded me to do. And I know it's the best place in the world to be, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I come to be anointed by the Spirit. I come to feel His power and presence. I come, if I'm sick, to be healed. If I come, if I'm bound, to be delivered. If I'm not, I'm here to get in the gap for my brother and fight this devil off. I ain't here to walk around and waste my time. I'm here because God told me to be here. Hallelujah. Not here to fight stripes and words and say definitions and fight all day long with brothers that love the Lord just like you do. I had one time that happened. Me and a brother just about fell out over it. And I said, look, what are we telling? At the end of the day, we're telling people to do the same thing. How's somebody get the Holy Ghost? We could go and we could grab this message and grab this one, grab this scripture and put it all together. And before you know it, ain't nobody got the Holy Ghost. Or we can do what the Bible said. Repent. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You know what? That worked really good for 3,000 people that day. I think it still works today.
Amen.
And as long as your faith can rest on that promise, there ain't no devil in hell keep you from getting the Holy Ghost. Because it ain't God keeping it from you. Oh no, Jesus already done blowing that argument right out of the window. He said, you're evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more does God know how to give the Holy Ghost to them that ask?
Hey.
Hallelujah! If you ain't got it, you ain't got the right heart yet, because God's been pressing so hard to get it on you, and in this day he just keeps bringing on. Why is all the pressure of the world falling apart? Get the Holy Ghost!
Amen.
Come on now, why is your job falling down? I don't know, but you got the Holy Ghost or not?
Amen.
Hallelujah! That's wholesome doctrine, brother, sister. Why? It leads to godliness.
Amen.
What is godliness? To be like Him. And how in the world are you going to be like Him if He ain't in you?
Right.
It won't happen. You'll be religious. You'll be, oh man, you could be the best church member ever and be on a steam rolling train right to hell.
Yep.
Hallelujah. He is proud. Listen now. Knowing nothing. And when the Bible says nothing, it means it. But dotting about questions and strifes of worth, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. I made another dollar, must be the will of the Lord. Oh my. Oh, we got 10 of their people at our church now. Gain is godliness. No, brother, sister, godliness is to be like God. Up, down, left, right, that don't have nothing to do with it. Are you with Him? Are you with the Word or not?
Right.
And just like here he says, supposing gain is godliness. Why? Because they're always lusting for more, for more, for more, for more, for more. Because he says, from such withdraw thyself, but godliness with contentment. What I have is what I have, Lord. It's great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. Look, this is how you win this war right now, is being satisfied in the Lord.
Amen.
And knowing He is good enough for me. This message is good enough. I don't need an eighth messenger. Hallelujah. I don't need somebody to pray for me. I need to believe it myself.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Oh, sure, if the Lord leads you, have somebody pray if you want to come up for prayer. That ain't what I'm saying. Don't let the devil tell you that's what I'm saying. Because that's fine. That's the Scriptures. But at the end of the day, you got to believe too. That's right. Because look, and I've been in this situation. I've been in a situation where the Lord has moved on me in a way, in such a faith, that person didn't have to believe. That's right. I've watched them get delivered of devils and everything else. And I know they didn't really believe it because I watched them walk out and live the same life they always did. But that's not what we want. We want a believer and another believer to not just beat the devil today, but kill him. Because at the end of the day, you got to fight him off. Oh, he'll come back. Look, and that's what the problem is. You get worse after you get delivered and don't serve the Lord. It's the Bible. You can't fight it all you want to. I do not care. If you get a devil off your life and you don't knucker down to the Word and say, that's what I'm going to be now. I ain't going to be what I used to be. You say, well, maybe it's all right a little bit. There'll be 5 or 7 more devils in your life than there was before. Amen. That's right. Before you might have just done this, now you'll do this. It's the truth anyhow. But Lord, help us to be content tonight. Amen. Help us to trust you with all our heart. Just like Job, brother, sister, what a trial. And I'm done in that scripture if you want to relax and put your Bible down for a minute. Hallelujah. Is he going to read the next verse? No, I'm not. No, I'm done there. But the Lord, when you think of Job, and I thank God for that testimony. Is there anybody who hasn't been helped by the testimony of Job when you've gone through a trial? It is. That's why God allowed it to be written first. So we would know first that God allows us to go through trials. And then know that He does it on purpose. Because He wants to brag on you. God is still God, brother, sister. And though you might go through hardship in here, He knows your end. Amen. And it's twice as good as what it was back here. Yep. Amen. Right. Look, if you want to get to that next mountain, go through that valley. Right. That's right. Don't just think you can just float from one mountain to the next. That's right. There's a valley in between. But see, too many people get in that valley and die. Too many get down there and say, nope, there wasn't nothing to it anyways. What am I doing down here in this? Every ministry, as Brother Bram said, it has a revival for 3 years. Listen now, this is his own word. And then they live off that reputation. Amen. Because too many people can't stay with the Word. They got to have the feelings. They got to feel, Paul, you lost your touch now. What are you doing in jail before? You just walk around, they stone you and everything else. You just get back and walk back in there. Start preaching again. What are you doing in jail now? They don't understand the ways of the Lord. That's right. But here's Job, as we know. Job's friends tried to comfort him. They tried to help him. But the problem is they were too legalistic. They couldn't get nowhere. They didn't recognize that God can let things happen to us, brother, sister, and not because you did wrong. The reason we never recognize that is because we do so much wrong all the time that we're always reaping for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I said we, brother, sister. It's when you suffer for righteousness' sake. That's when you're really being tried by the Lord. Amen. And Job had known, though he had done wrong. He's a human like any of us were. But how many people did God say, you're perfect and he hates evil? That's right. Because Job's heart was right. And that's really what does matter. But it didn't just stay in his heart. He got up. He gave sacrifice to God. He meant it with all his enemy. He put his children under the blood. He kept the token on him. And he believed God. He believed God so much that when all this was happening, he said, no, it doesn't matter what you guys say. I don't care what doctrines you figured out. I've offered the proper sacrifice. God has received me. And I'm content in this promise. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get somewhere. We'll see what the Lord has. But coming out of recognizing your day and its message. Listen to this now, 1964. Job never recognized that it was God. And as long as the devil can make you believe sometime that these little trials you go through is God punishing you. Come on now. If he can make you think that, you know what? You're defeated, brother, sister. Too many people believe it that way. They live every day thinking God is punishing them into the ground. God don't punish his children. You know what he does? He chastises them. There's a big difference. That's right. I spank my child. I don't punish them like the law does a criminal. The law don't, if they do it right anyways, they don't love that man. They're just right, here's the book. This is what the Bible, or not the Bible, but you know, the law of the land says, you're guilty, sorry, this is your punishment, goodbye, have a great day. But see, when it's your child, there's a difference. You know, we got them laws in our house, but there's a clause of grace in there. Come on now. And there was all kinds of laws come against us, but God put a whole bunch of grace in that. And reached down and found us. And though we go through trials, we've got to recognize God is not punishing us. He is only chastising us. Because let me just finish the quote and it'll make sense. It was God trying to show him something. Job never recognized it till he saw a vision, like Moses. When Moses saw the vision, the pillar of fire in the bush, it was vindicated. And Job in his question, if a man dies, can he live again? I see a tree die and it lives again. I see a flower die and it lives again. That was his question. But man layeth down, he giveth up the ghost, he wastes away, his sons come to mourn, and he perceiveth it not. Oh, that thou would hide me in the graves until thy wrath be past. He couldn't understand why a flower would die and live again. How a leaf would go off a tree down and lay on the ground and come back again in the spring. He said, man lieth down. Where does he go? I believe God, but what happens to a man? But then one day the lightning began to flash, the thunders began to roar, the spirit come upon the prophet, and he saw the coming of a man who could put his hand on a sinful man and a holy God and bridge the way. Then he screamed, I know my Redeemer liveth, though the skins worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. He recognized what the resurrection was. Why did God bring that man to that trial? Was to hear that question. What happens to man when he dies? Job served God faithfully, but he was only living for God in this life. He didn't understand the promise of the world to come until he was forced to the issue. And God has brought us to the same thing, forcing you to the issue to what? Making you lose every love in this world. Because if you're tied down, you can't be raptured. So what's he doing? He's pressing. He's destroying every foundation we had in the world so that we'll put it all in him. And we'll pray like the Bible said the bride prayed. Come, Lord Jesus, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. Why? There's nothing left down here. There's nothing left for this world but smoldering ash under nuclear fire. Yep. Oh, but I need to, protect my house and do that. Brother, sister, you ain't serving the Lord because of that. Your house is burning up anyways. I ain't worried about the house that I built. I ain't worried about the car that I bought. I'm worried about the house that He built for me. Amen. Which is a body that I live in. Hallelujah. Made without hands, made by the word of God itself. Amen. So as I go, now you got a little bit more. I did all, that's all just the foundation right here, okay? Can we build now? Paul gloried in the trials of the outside. Paul said, I've been shipwrecked, I've been persecuted. And he didn't act like it was anything. But then you get to Romans 7. Let's go ahead and turn there with me tonight. We began to realize that this battle took on a whole different viewpoint when the prophet began to look in the mirror of himself. Look, the battle on the outside, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's not trialsome. I'm not saying that Jesus didn't tell you it was going to happen. But that isn't real Christian warfare yet. They did that in the Old Testament. David could look at Goliath and say, there's my enemy right there. Throw a sling, boom, kill him, right? But when it came to defeating the enemy of himself, he failed. When he saw that, he couldn't do it. When Moses, he took down an entire nation with a stick. But when it came to obeying the word, all he had to do was hold his cool and just speak to the rock. He couldn't do it. The anger of the most meekest man, read the Bible. Moses was the most meek man. His anger got the best of him. And he failed the word. Why? Because though he could defeat all these enemies on the outside, when it came down to home, he couldn't defeat himself. If we read here in Romans 7, 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Oh, you can't be a prophet of God and say that. You can't. No, you're more spiritual than that, Paul. You're not. Yeah, no. Oh, I've got a flesh too. Because we're talking about the war of the two seeds. Now look, here's what I'm trying to get to now. The two seeds, we understand, is the predestination of God. But both of those seeds have an anointing goes with them. And those two anointings are clashing inside of the believer all the time. Because your flesh, as we talked about in the days of Noah, look, it done crossed. It's done part of it somewhere. I don't care how righteous, how holy, we all were part of it. And even Adam was tied to it through the fall. So you didn't even have to be born of it. He was already dying because of it. He wasn't servant seed. Neither was Abel. Neither was Seth. So what? Why did they have the effects the same? Because mankind had sold himself to it. So he became one with sin. He didn't want to be. God didn't want him to be, but he so chose it. Now there's a war within a man. And as Brother Branham said, God chose the heart, but the devil chose the mind. And he started a war, not on the outside. Brother, sister, if that's all the farther your experiences is, you need to grow up in the Lord. Because at the end of the day, it's got to be the real battle. Me versus me. Me in that mirror and me in this one. This battle that Paul's talking about, let's read it now. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent to the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. And here becomes the war of the two seeds, brother, sister. You've got to recognize that though this battle is raging in you, only one of them is actually you. Only one of them is your true identity. The other one is the one you're stuck with. The other one's the corpse you got to drag around. That's right. Or you could call it a cross.
Amen.
The one that you've got to bear, it ain't your brother. It ain't your church. I hope it ain't your pastor. But brother, at the end of the day, it's you is the cross you're bearing. Dealing with your own personal emotions. Your own feelings, your own thought patterns, your own reasonings that are from the fall. Look, brother, sister, Adam didn't get the idea to leave the Word from the Word.
Right.
He got it because the fall had happened. Yep. We know it was a type, but brother, sister, the type don't mean it was the right, it was perfect. Yep. Amen, that's right. Why did Moses smite the rock twice? It was a type that the Word had not been fulfilled yet. That's right, because he should only smite it once. Jesus didn't die twice. He died once. He died twice in a type, though. Do you understand now? Types aren't perfect. David was a man after God's own heart. David typed Christ. But Christ does not go and commit adultery. So the type isn't perfect. But Adam, in type, stood for his wife. But what did he try to do? He tried to use the fallen condition to restore man back to the original. And it failed. He took the wrong side. He chose sin to try to help sin. And all it did was create more sin. To think that all the sin that's in this world now, this battle that Paul is talking about that affected a prophet filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Sure. Who else? A man that has seen Jesus, the pillar of fire, talk to him face to face. And he's saying, that which I want to do, I'm not doing.
Right.
That I hate doing, that's what I find myself doing.
Yeah.
That was all because of that little sin all the way back in the garden. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
Amen.
Let's keep reading there. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Can you say no good thing tonight? No good thing. I don't care how tough you were. I don't care how bad you were. I don't care how much this, that, or the other. I don't care how pretty you used to be before you served the Lord. You need to throw all that in the trash. You need to recognize there was no good thing about me. Oh, brother, you just said about it. No, I'm talking, brother Andrew. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. That's right. If you want to be transparent, I will help lead the way, brother Dan. That's right. I used to play a friend of mine at racquetball. He's a little shorter than me. He's probably a little bit more athletic, but if you play racquetball, height helps a whole lot. And I beat the kid 100 times easily. And I used to rub it in his face. I remember one time I said, I'm not even going to move my feet this time. And I beat him again and said, huh? That's Andrew. No good thing. That's right. You just tell people, man, you're dumb. You're dumber than a box of rocks. I might say it now, but back then I really meant it. You're dumber than rocks, dude. Bye. See ya. Now I do kind of reverse psychology. I hope that's all right. Come on, man. Let me help you out, you know? Because there's no good thing about me, brother, sister. There's no good thing about you in your flesh. If we go to our flesh in any regard, you've done it. I'm sure you've done it. You've been presented with this situation. And it's so easy to say, but I'm right. I'm justified. God understands. And you start working on that line. And you start using logic and reasoning and anger and all this stuff. And what happens? Defeat, 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 defeat. And you say, Lord, maybe I should have just took that patiently. And then the scripture says, you know, when you fall in temptations, you ought to be joyful because you know patience will have a purpose. But Lord, I don't want that. I want patience and I want it now. I want it without trials. I want it without temptation. I want to be a Christian that doesn't have any adversity. Well, there's no such thing. Hallelujah. There's no good thing in us, brother, sister, without Christ. If Christ wouldn't have put His seed in us, there would be no good thing about you. That's right. For to will, let's finish this, is present with me. But how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, not a suggestion. I find a law that God has put me in. Lord, I don't want to do this. You get too many people who want to pray. I don't want to have no more trials. They won't say it just like that, but they're pretty much asking God to do that. Lord, I want you to make me, like if a man has trouble lusting, I want you to make me to where I don't even like women no more. No, brother. Don't avoid it. Overcome it. Tell the devil who's boss. That's right. He won't fail. If you'll just trust the Lord, He don't fail. The Lord don't fail. Amen. Look, Paul, I'm not done reading here. Paul wasn't failing either. Paul wasn't making excuses. Let me show you. He doesn't finish the story where most people do. It says, for I find in the law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. What is that? That's that battle of the two seeds inside the believer. The two anointings trying to push its way. Your flesh versus the man of God that you are on the inside. He says, warning against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And we just stop. We're just in a body of death. We're defeated. Forget it. It doesn't matter what you do. I don't care how many prophets come. We're defeated. I'm getting all inspired. Just read it. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Though I see the law fighting, I have a power in me, in the inward man, to tell that law to sit down and shut up. That's right, a man has a power. I don't care how many times they tell a man he has to lust. Brother Branham, I go find your quote. Brother Branham says you're a big sissy because of it. Says be a man and overcome. That's right. Same with you sisters, lusting after things of the world. Brother, sister, just forget it. God has given us the power to overcome all things. Amen. You've got to believe it. You've got to apply it. You've got to awaken Jesus out of you and say, this, I've got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is God, and God's done whooped you, devil. Shut up. Amen. That's right. We need more people with fists of faith instead of little gloves. You wonder why men are going into women's bathrooms? To show you what's happened to man in this day. He's a big sissy. That's right. Too many people are spiritual sissies. Man, this is flat tonight. Glory to God. Because it's the Word, brother, sister, we ain't here to play around. We're here to fight this war. And I'm not here to be somebody that says, well, it's all right for us to get a victory here, victory there. No, I'm like Joshua, brother, sister. If I see a defeat, if I see just 16 souls go down, hold the army. What's wrong? Because the Christian church defeats the devil every time, every place. I don't want to leave a service with one sick person. I don't want to leave the service with one person wanting the Holy Ghost, but what receives it, brother, sister. That's why too many times people think, I can cast the discernment, brother, sister. You know that. They think I'm just holding the service just to get an emotional feel. Not knowing that it don't always happen that way. And it always happens when somebody's trying, when somebody needs to give their heart to the Lord. He just sits here, don't he? He just sits here, and what's he doing? He's waiting on you. That's right. If there's somebody that's still living in sin, he'll wait on you. Hour after hour, minute after minute. That's right. And if you don't answer, some people blame the preacher, but Brother Brandon, I just read it. I think he said I was at a meeting. Said the Holy Spirit moved on three or four, and they didn't respond right away, and the Lord let me sit there. You got to respond when He calls you. When He calls you, you've got to respond. What'll keep you from doing it? You. It ain't the wrong song. It ain't the wrong church. It ain't the wrong building. Well, if they ain't preaching the word, it's the wrong word. But if it is the word, that word's calling every soul back to itself. Calling you to know that though this law will be in your members. Give me a few more minutes, please. This law will be in your members, but it's not an excuse. Overcome. It's a war, but the battle is already won. Can you believe that with all your heart? And then the devil won't know what to do with you. Look, the real victory Christian will come when you finally get to the point where you have zero confidence in yourself and all your confidence in Christ. If you leave 1% of your salvation, or even your victory, or even your ability to hear this, all that in yourself in some carnal way, some natural, I could say I'm a teacher. I just know how to speak. Well, brother, sister, the Holy Ghost didn't get a hold of me. I can't do it. I've tried. Most of you don't know that, and I don't tell people too often. I've tried to preach without God calling me. It didn't work. You say, with a gift and everything? No, it don't work if you don't put it in the right channel. Which is none of me, all of Him. That's the right channel, brother, sister. You want to serve God? Make sure it's all Him, none you. But I, stop. We need to get rid of that I and said, but Christ. Yes, but Christ. Amen. Amen. I feel comfortable because the Holy Spirit's here. Amen. I'm not going to yell back because I felt the Spirit grieved by that, even though I'm totally right and totally justified. You tell me I'm preaching to the choir? Come on now. I've sat right where I've had to listen to some of the most ridiculous arguments you could ever come up with in high school. And I've wanted to blast kids at times. And I'm not going to say I've never done it. Okay, I have. But there's times, you know what happens? The Spirit's grieved. Because there's a way to present truth, and the Bible told us how to do it in love. It didn't say present lies in love now. You stay with the truth. You stay with it. But if you don't do it in love, saying, I know that kid's an idiot, but it's because he's demon-possessed. Deep down. Look, and I've noticed it. Kids, you know, in the teenage years, they are more sensitive. I've watched them respond to the Lord so much faster than older folks because they just don't know, you know, and they're willing to give it a shot. But you watch somebody that's been in this, been in that, been in this, been in that, been burnt here, burnt here, burnt here, burnt here, burnt here. Before you know it, they're so crusted up, there ain't nothing to eat no more. You've had that happen, had you? Try to cook that steak, before you know it, you flipped it too many times, there ain't nothing but black left. Little black tastes good. All black don't do no good. A little bit of trial, a little bit of temptation makes a good Christian. That's right. But if that's all it is to you, it's just burden and shame. No, there's a victory, brother, sister. There's a victory in Christ. Amen. Let me read you some quotes, and I'm going to close on this. Stay with me now. Show us the Father, and it'll suffice us, 1960. He could prove Himself alive by His Spirit that's in the building now by men and women who will commit themselves to Him. Amen. You commit yourself to Him and say, what happens, Brother Branham, when you see those visions? It's nothing in the world but just to have a gift to know how to relax myself, get William Branham off to the side. That's the biggest enemy I got is William Branham. He's always in my way. He's always in God's way, I will say. He always gets in God's way. He's too tired. He don't want to do this. He don't want to do that. If I could just crucify that guy, God can use it. God can use this body. This is a prophet now, brother, sister. This ain't just, you know, run-of-the-mill, whatever. This is a prophet telling us this. Use this microphone. It's a mute till I speak in it, or someone speaks in it, but it can't speak itself. How could a man see a vision? How can a man heal a sick person? How could laying on of hands bring a dead baby to life or so forth? How can it ever do? It's not man. It's God in that man. Just the same as God in the sunset. God's everywhere. We want to be born of His Spirit and recognize and watch for Him. He's so close to you. He's not only close to you, you born again people, He's already in you trying to do His will. And the devil's standing there. But I thought if I serve the Lord, the devil wouldn't be here. Devil's standing there. Devil's standing there saying, don't believe it, don't believe it, don't believe it. It ain't for you. It's up for another day. Oh, say, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, the works that I do shall you do also. That's what Jesus defeated Satan. He never used His power. He was God manifest in the flesh, but He didn't use His power. All the gifts that there was in heaven, He had them in Him, but He didn't use that. He just took the Father's word. He said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. It is written, it is written, it's written, it's written. And he defeated Satan. And the word of God will defeat Satan anywhere, on any grounds, under any conditions. God's holy word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen to this one. This one's always stirred me. Is your life worthy of the gospel? 1963. And to you people who would come here, I'm not responsible for other ministers are speaking to, but if it's right, you owe your life to it. What more could you ever find that would be more beneficial to you, more of a benefit to you, than to know that you have eternal life? What if I was giving away capsules here? That's scientifically proven that this capsule would make you live 1,000 years. Well, I'd have a militia out here in swarms to keep the swarms away from the place. You wouldn't have to make an altar call for it. You just have to beat them away from it to live 1,000 years. And yet, scientifically proven that the eternal God, all of his power of his resurrection, which promised you eternal life, and Satan will put his legions out there to keep you away from it. And we got our pictures of what legions of devils look like and what they do, don't we? Bunch of crazy witch doctors and stuff. No, that's one demon. Here's what legions do. You ready? He says, see, yet you can look and sensible enough to look in your face and see it's right, but then turn it down, see? Something, some kind of an excuse. It's too hot. Legions of devils. It's too hot. I'm too tired. I will tomorrow. Just some kind of excuse. That's all they do. By rejecting the day of visitation, it separates you from God. The day. What day does everybody get saved, brother, sister? Today. You didn't get saved 50 years ago, you got saved today. We're not going to millions and billions of years, we're going to today. I know, don't try to wrap your mind around it, but it's one eternal day without a night. It just rolls on and on and on and never stops. Never. This whole numbers and space and time falls away. And I can't wait. I can't wait. What's the worst thing about it? Those things limit us in every way. Those are what cause sin. Space and time. I want to do this. I want to be here. I got to get this. I got to run here. I got to do this. And what happens? We run out of time for God. Praise the Lord. He put us in a place where we never run out of time. Praise God. Because I want to spend all the time I can praising the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Legions of devils, brother, sister, are what tell you you're too tired in church. Legions of devils are what tell you I'll get it tomorrow. Legions of devils are what tell you that though he's here, he don't love me. Legions of devils tell you he only heals in the amount of time that I said I would be at church. He's not going to do it 15 minutes from now. You know why it's quiet? Because you've been listening to these legions way too many times. Well, if it was really the leading of the Lord, I would feel this way. We all got our goosebumps, don't we? There might be chill bumps. There might be little things on your shoulder. And you know what? God might use that on you. I'm not speaking totally against that. Don't get me wrong. But there's no word to back up that that's always God. But the Bible did say, by his stripes, you were healed. The Bible does say, he led captivity captive. Which means he took all the devils and he brought them captive. That's right. It does say that no matter what your infirmities are, he's already healed them.
Right, yep.
Jesus, heal me, heal me. Sometimes we pray that. How about, Lord, let me believe this. Because I know you've already healed me.
Amen.
The Bible commands us to do some things here. Just listen now. Colossians 3:5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil conspicuousness. Can't say that. And covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. So, brother, is it going to affect you? Yes. What did he tell you to do? Mortify it. What does mortify mean? Kill it till it's dead.
Amen.
Romans 6:11. Listen now. Say, I got this battle raging, brother. Okay, now let's bring it right to the Bible. Likewise, Romans 6:11. Reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through our Lord Jesus, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. So how do you overcome the devil? Look, you understand, I hope you do tonight, and I'm bringing this to a close. I really wanted to teach this out, and I hope that's okay tonight. that though God has allowed us to go through this battle, look, the way you overcome is by knowing that you already won. So when your flesh tries to say something, it doesn't even say, don't even give it credit. It's dead. Reckon it dead. And look, if you're getting in a boxing match with a dead man, you got a pretty good chance of winning. So long you don't trip over him. That's right. Or if you don't believe that he's actually alive. Come on. And when you can recognize that your greatest enemy, brother, it is you. It is. But if you're in Christ, that man's dead. So though he tries to fight, you've got to recognize you're fighting a ghost. You're fighting an image. You're fighting something that don't live. You're fighting something that's dead. It's just think about it, brother. This is what it's like when we do this to God all the time. It's just like your little son, little daughter, whatever, 2-3 years old. There's a boogeyman in the closet. And you got a revelation. There ain't nothing in there. I already done looked 3 times. I done searched this all out. There's nothing there to be afraid of. Oh, that house is creepy. It's spooky. And what happened? You think it's ridiculous. Why? Because you have revelation. You have a higher revelation than that child does. That first, there ain't no such thing as a boogeyman. And if there was, you already done looked. He's not there. But what happens if you turn the light on? Then all of a sudden the little child believes you. Why? Because then they can see with their senses. I hope you're being spiritual tonight. Oh, my, this is so hard. Lord, how am I going to overcome this? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? And he's saying, kill it. Actually, just let it die because it's already dead. Quit taking and reviving what I killed. That's right. Look, he didn't resurrect the old man at the cross. He resurrected the new man. That's right. All the sin that was in Christ is dead, gone, erased. The blood took it away, brother, sister. He died for the sins of the whole world, and that included you. Amen. Accept it. Reckon yourself dead, but alive unto God. You're not being a hypocrite when you yield to the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, I hope you heard that one, because that's how the devil... No, you're really a sinner. So when you yield to God and you try to testify, you know what you did yesterday. You're being a hypocrite now. No, that was you being you. You that was living wrong yesterday was the hypocrite. Not this one here.
Amen.
Not the one that's trying to testify. Not the one that's standing on the word. That's you. The one that doesn't do that. The one that's not praying. The one that doesn't read their Bible. The one that doesn't love their neighbor. That's not you.
Amen.
That's that dead man. Kill him.
Sure.
Keep him dead. Reckon that he's already defeated, and you'll stay victorious, brother, sister.
Amen.
Last quote, and I'm closing. Perfect Faith, 1963. Now you must believe what you ask for. If you are a believer, recognize yourself as a believer.
Amen.
Recognize that these things are for you. If there's condemnation in your life, straighten that first, see? If you got condemnation, and let me skip down. He says, go do this thing. It'll never do you any good. No matter who you pray for, till you make that right. Condemnation's in your heart. And God will not come into a heart that's condemned. See, God don't dwell in that. You got to make it right. Then, so I just delayed that in there to make sure we didn't skip over that. If there is condemnation, God won't hear your prayer.
That's right.
You got sin in your life and you ain't getting right. You ain't trying to get out of your life. God ain't going to hear your prayer. But if you did recognize, if you made it right every way you could, you know, and you say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. You've got to do something now. Then, when you do, you must have faith.
Right.
If everything's right, you must have faith and believe it. Don't be afraid. Oh, brother, sister, and the message has come and shown you that, look, you're not just saved. You're justified.
Amen.
You never did it in the first place. God, the blood is so erased. The old man, that it's not on God's record book no more. That channel, that look, he used to record that all down of what you did in this life. And what did he do with that? He took it and by the blood destroyed it and went back to the record that he had in his mind from the foundation of the world that you're a believer. You're one of mine. The devil can't do nothing. Oh, somebody praise him tonight. That before I was ever a sinner, I was already a saint. Before I ever had a complex, I didn't know what the word meant. Before I had funny feelings, I had a righteous, holy feeling. I had a joy unspeakable before I had depression. That's right. I was praising God with the saints since the foundation of the world. I was shouting for joy because I was not bound.
Amen.
Don't tell me somebody walks out of prison. Don't tell me Barabbas wasn't a little happy that day. And don't be one of them lepers that don't even turn around to say thanks. Because God did that. And that's a perfect type of this world, brother, sister. He went and paid. He took the place. Barabbas got to walk scot-free, and that's what the world does. Praise the Lord. Oh, wait, who cares about the Lord? Praise me because I feel good now. Brother, no, you be the one that turns around and says, oh, thank you, Lord, and worships the one. Don't be a little pig down there where apples fall down. And you get a little victory here and there, but never look up to see where they're coming from. If you get a revelation where they're coming from, they'll keep coming. But if you don't have a revelation that apples come from apple trees, think about it now as I close. If you don't have a revelation that tree is an apple tree, what happens when it stops dropping apples? You leave. You say, it's dry around here. You know, this church is all dried up now. This mess is all dry. You preaching them same quotes? That's 50 years ago. No, just stay here. I'll come back in a season. There'll be more food here. That's right, because all the other trees are dead. We don't went out in that wilderness. There ain't nothing out there. This is the only place that's got life, but God has His times and seasons and everything else. Brother, sister, stay with the course. Don't never leave. There's a battle raging, but the victory's done been won. Don't go on just feelings and emotions. Stay on the Word. God will give us high times. God will give us low times, but the point is that we're in God's time. Stay under His wing. Stay under His shelter, and always recognize if you've got the Holy Ghost tonight. I'm a believer. I'm not a sinner. I'm a believer. Though this war is raging, I've got the victory. Let's stand tonight. Let's worship His holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Emmanuel, Dad. Let's see tonight. Hallelujah. Can you just praise Him and love on Him some tonight? Can you think on what He's done for you? Emmanuel. He's with us again tonight. Emmanuel. If you don't know it, 565. His name is called Emmanuel. He's God with us. Oh, hallelujah. Worship Him now, children. His name is called Emmanuel. Believe it with all your heart. Drop all your doubt. Oh, presence tonight. Thank you, Lord. He's with us.
Emmanuel. He's God with us. Revealing us.
Worship Him now. Thank you, Lord.
His name is called.
Sing this now.
And flow through me, you Holy Spirit.
Oh, hallelujah.
Through me.
I know you're here with us, Lord, but awaken in my soul tonight, Father. Flow through me.
Flow through me, Holy.
That's how He promised it.
Oh, flow.
Glory to God, we worship you, Lord.
As I lift my hands in worship and to magnify.
Let the Spirit have His way now.
Flow through me, Holy Spirit.
Again, with all your heart.
Oh, flow through me.
trust you recognize His presence here with us tonight. God has spoken His word to us again, brother, sister. And I believe it's very timely for the church in this day. The battle's raging, but the victory's won. You want to see God move, open your heart. The God you want to see move is the one that lives in you. Hallelujah. We come to this service as a Holy Ghost meeting, brother, sister. That's why we worship Him in the Spirit now. That's why we believe that all things are possible when He's here amongst us like this. If you've got a promise on your heart, would you reach out and grab it? I challenge your faith tonight. Hallelujah. I challenge you to raise up and say, you sick people, say, no, I'm not sick tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Now come on, confess it. Confession is good for the soul. That Lord, that word's right. Think about it now, brother, sister. Oh, we'll go praise the Lord for financial things. Tell people, oh yeah, I had this debt of $10,000 and they paid it right off. Praise the Lord. We'll tell them just exactly all about it. For some reason, with the promise of God, we kind of beat around the bush. Act like we don't know if He's going to answer or not. No, don't do that. That's why you don't get nowhere. Brother Branham said, don't hope, don't try. Believe. There's no defeat. You can't be defeated when you believe the Word. If you've asked for healing before, if you've asked for salvation before, if you've asked for the Holy Ghost before, brother, sister, your problem is that it's not that you didn't ask right. It's that you just didn't believe it yet. Oh my, His Spirit's moving now. Respect His presence. Hallelujah. Just worship Him. That don't disrupt Him at all. You breaking through in the Spirit, that don't disrupt Him at all. A repentant heart, don't disrupt. That's why we're here. That's what He wants. The Bible's declared that one soul that comes to Him, the angels rejoice. Oh, hallelujah. Let the shackles fall, brother, sister. Oh, thank you, Lord. Do you feel that faith? That's the faith that begins to rise. That's the faith you say, yes, that's right. That's my promise. Satan, you've been lying to me all this time. I don't have to feel this way. I don't have to have a complex. I don't have to be bound physically. Oh, hallelujah. I don't have to constantly look at myself as a failure. I can look at myself by the Word. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Now when he hears your prayers, brother, sister, give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him a heart full of faith. Say, how do I do that, brother? You believe it just like it's right here, right now on this table. And don't worry about your neighbor. They ain't looking around. They're worshiping the Lord too. You break free. You break that chain. Satan, you're defeated tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Drop the shackles. Worship Him, children. You're free. Don't claim that sickness. You're not sick. You're not defeated. You're not backslid. If you've made that right, it's over. Open your heart. Let the Holy Spirit flow through you. Who knows? You might have a gift buried in there. And you've been in unbelief so long you can't even feel it no more. Oh, hallelujah. Worship in the Spirit. Have freedom. Have liberty tonight. Don't let some religious devil come by and say, oh, you might speak in tongues and disrupt the service. You might prophesy. You might do this. You might fall out. You might cry. That's exactly what we want. You break on right through. You tell the devil to get off your land. If you got to cry out for it, you cry out for it like a little baby. Hallelujah. Drop your pride and do what the Spirit says. He tells you to run this aisle, you run it. If He tells you to fall on your knees and worship, you do that. Oh, glory. If He tells you to get in the Spirit where you don't even know what your flesh is doing no more, you go ahead. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, let your Spirit flow in each one. Let it flow through each one in the name of Jesus Christ. God is here. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, we're not presuming, Christian friend. That's Him. That's the one that made the universe. He anoints in such a way, you just get to where you don't know what to do. You just shake and tremble in His presence. It's not fear of the world. It's just such a reverence for Him. He is our King. He's our Savior. Lord, You're worthy tonight. We lay our hearts before You, Lord. Be glorified in our lives, we pray. Oh, hallelujah. What a presence here tonight, Lord. Thank You for being here, Lord Jesus.
Do you believe that's the same pillar of fire? Oh, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. See that faith. Now just keep rising. Keep rising, brother. This is the war we're talking about. Not on the outside. We'll deal with that tomorrow. You deal with you right now. The one that keeps you from praising. The one that keeps you from deliverance. The one that keeps bringing you back down by reasoning, saying, oh, you're just getting emotional again. No, you pass through that. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't look for man for your help. Look to the man. Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, prove yourself here amongst us again. Yield your hearts, children. Let the Holy Spirit use you. Let Him flow through you. Don't sing it just as a song. Say, Lord, I mean that. Flow through me, Father. Flow through my life. Lord, I dedicate it to you anew. Don't let me live in the things of the world. Don't let me live in a defeated life. Don't let me get so stale on you, Lord. I can't even squeak an amen no more. I can't shed a tear for my love for you. I'm scared of the Spirit. I think it's spooky, brothers and sisters. The most glorious thing there's ever been. It's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We rejoice in His presence and His blessing, but the power of God's here now. With every eye closed, is there anyone who just say, Lord, I want to dedicate my heart to you afresh? Don't be presumptuous. Say, Lord, I'm putting my heart on the altar. I'm putting all that I am and saying, Lord, crucify what's not you. Lord, I know that the devil tempt me, but Lord, don't let me be a big sissy about it. Let there be a boldness in my soul to stand up against the devil. To stand up against these things that he says I'm doing when it's really sin that's dwelling in me. Come on, keep pressing through, brother. Hallelujah. Keep letting the shackles fall. You ain't sick, sis. Praise God.
Yes.
You're not. Lying devil. Just squash him under your feet. It's your promise, brother, sister.
Amen.
You press in the Spirit. Worship in spirit and in truth. That ain't just Pentecostal now. That's the Holy Ghost. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Father. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Do you believe those witnesses? Do you believe that tonight? Then press on through and say, Lord, that's me. Yes, Lord, you're here now. That's all I need to know. The ship is rocking, it's railing, the storm's going to kill us, but you're in the boat, Lord. It's just fine. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Father. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Lift your voices in praise. Give Him praise tonight. Oh, what a deliverance. Thank you, blessed God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I praise you and worship your holy name. Thank you, blessed God. Thank you, blessed God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in His presence tonight. That's it, brother. That's right. That's the Holy Ghost. Don't it feel so good tonight? Just to get broken to spirit, just to get away from your flesh. Oh, hallelujah. Just go ahead and worship like you used to. That's right. Worship the day like you got saved. Thank the Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, you're worthy, Father. I love you, Lord. I love you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 What a victory. I can't even call you forward because so many people are already receiving it. You are receiving it. That's exactly the faith that we're looking for. Don't get away from it. That's yours. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now you're in the Spirit. I trust you believe it's the Holy Ghost. I'm having a hard time standing, brother, sister. What a presence of God tonight. He's the one we came for anyways. It's not about me. It's about Him. And He's here. Why did He come here? Because He loves you. Because He cares about you. And He brought His keys. He unshackled your cages. Walk free, Johnny Crow. You're not tied no more. Fly the skies. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Blessed be your name. Oh, let that Holy Spirit fall on you, brother, sister. Just let that ever-present joy just be all over you tonight. Don't let not one thought of doubt come in your mind. Not one thought of yourself. Forget about you. Think on Him. Think on that word that's in your heart pulsating, that's burning right now. Believe it with all your heart. If you can't believe you're predestinated, you'll never overcome. You're it. You're the one. Oh, yes, Lord. From 5 years to 100 years old, you're the one, brother and sister. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, blessed God. Oh, praise His name tonight. Aren't you happy for His presence? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. This is why we came. To worship Him in the Spirit. You say, we need to sing. That ain't what we're here to do. We're here to worship. Praise His name. Oh, yes, Lord. Worship with our voices. Worship with our hearts. Worship with our lives. Worship with our tears of repentance. Worship with our faith. It says, Lord, I take your word tonight. I'm delivered. I take your word tonight. I'm saved. I take your word tonight. I'm healed in my body.
Yes.
Oh, glory. That's the victory that defeats the devil. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Just keep bearing the wool, brother, sister. You ain't manufactured nothing. This is genuine Holy Ghost fire. Oh, praise His name tonight. Praise His holy name. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you know it, you can sing it, but just make sure you're still worshiping. Just keep worshiping. Don't break your worship. Worship the Lord. And yet I hunger still. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, empty, none of myself. Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. Believe it, it's for you, children. For more of you. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. I've had it all, but what I need. You're all we need, Lord. We're satisfied in you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Father, but nowhere else.
Thanks. I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still. Lord, hear my prayer for more of you.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, just lift your hands to Him now. He's here, brother, sister. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Praise. Let's just all be in one accord right now. See, Brother Andrew, what are we? We're in the Spirit. We're laying there just like the day of Pentecost, believing with all our hearts, believing that we're free, believing that we've been liberated, believing that the Holy Ghost is here. Father, don't leave one stone unturned, I pray. Defeat every power of the enemy tonight. Set every captive free. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know that one that knows your heart. He's here now. He's here. He's looking for you to surrender. That's it. He's just waiting for you just to step out of the way.
Some of you has already done that. Don't let me discourage you. Some of you has already been healed. You know you have. He's done touched you. That's right. Some of you already been delivered. That's right. He's already took the shackles. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't give the devil any praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just yield to you, Father. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Oh, no doubt, brother, sister. No doubt. Don't let him ever tell you those lies again. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got victory in your heart from the Lord? Just bask in His presence. Just bask in His presence. Just be reverent toward Him. Just worship Him with all your heart. Oh, Lord, we came for You, Lord, and we know You're here. Thank You, Jesus. Feel that Shekinah glory, brother, sister. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You already know what you need to do. There's nowhere else to go. You done believed it. That's it. That's it. Just stay there. You got those idols at home. Look, you already told you, tear them down. Tear them down. Hallelujah. You're free. Just go stay free. You've been delivered from the devil. I don't think there's a person here who could say they're still bound by any choice of God. That's right. He's done come and set us free, brother, sister. Oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel the victory in the house of God. Hallelujah. Lord, do you have a word for us, Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be His name, children. What's the Spirit telling you to do, brother? What's He told you to give up? Hallelujah. Don't resist it. Say amen, Lord.
Amen.
Say yes, Lord. That's right. Thank you, Lord. Thank Him for it. It might hurt now, but thank Him for it. You'll be free now. Oh, what a presence. Oh, blessed be His name. Just feel like He's got a little bit more for us, brother, sister. Is it you? Is it you, brother? Is it you, sis? Hallelujah. Does He want to use you tonight? Is there a promise He's trying to give to you? Is He trying to press in? Don't leave one stone unturned. Go through your life. Find if the devil's still there anywhere. See if there's any crevice. Is he still in your closet at home? Is he still in your heart for some love of the world? Don't leave it there. Say, Lord, turn it over and burn it. That's right. Is there something He wants you to believe God for? Is there something He wants you to say? Lord, like, a challenge of your faith? Believe it. Oh, hallelujah. There's such a presence up here, brother, sister. I'm not dismissing until He tells us to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you haven't... Oh, praise You, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, blessed be His name. Blessed be His name. I just love feeling believers together in one accord. Just puts that threefold cord of the devil don't know what to do with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Glory, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen, Lord. Praise His name. You feel that breakthrough? Praise His name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Yes, Jesus.
Glory to God. Oh, my.
You feel the shackles come off your hands, can't you? They just can stay up forever all of a sudden. Hallelujah. Blessed be His name. Blessed be His name. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you so much. I could go right around this room and show you, but I know you already believe it, so I ain't here to convince you. Praise God. How many knows that He lives in you? You're His temple tonight. Oh, the temple of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing that if we can. Do you believe with all your heart? Yes, I know. Yes, I know. I'm a temple. Let's sing that now. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. I am a temple. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. I am a temple. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy. Know ye not, thank the Lord. I know, yes I know, I am a